Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me. This morning's lesson is how to be what you can become. We are told with God all things are possible. If it's everywhere at once, then we're always with it. Therefore, that which we think becomes our experience. And if we allow ourselves a higher self-definition and let that new definition think as us, we begin to think new thoughts, and new thoughts produce a new life, a new event, a change for the better in the body, in the life of anyone who does it. There is no exception. I don't believe in a power in this universe that knows anything about one religion or another, but it does operate on the thinking of its creation. When God made you, it made you out of itself, it made me out of itself, and when it did, it affirmed, I celebrate it. I am well pleased. I don't believe the universe has ever changed its mind about that. We are told over and over again, if we read the great thinkers of the age, that a curious mind is a wonderful thing to happen within the individual, and curious minds often converge on the same idea. That when one person discovers something, they discover that they have just released a model for everyone to discover. Once one person proves something, they have just proved that everyone can prove it. This is why the master teacher Jesus said, "What I've done ye shall do, and greater things." He understood that once one person proves something, they just proved everyone can prove it. I'm a Dr. Seuss fan. One of the great statements and ideas by Dr. Seuss is, "Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind." Think about it. It was Neil Simon who pointed out, if no one ever took risk, Michelangelo would have painted the Sistine floor. Woody Allen, in his unique clarity and humor, said, "What if everything is an illusion and nothing exists? In that case, I definitely overpaid for my carpet." Now, there's a lot of people out there who are having experiences and defining them as illusions. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that the only illusion there is an idea that if you change your mind, it will not change your life. If we look at our situation and we consider it an illusion, what we're doing is avoiding the problem. Therefore, we are avoiding the lesson within the problem and avoiding the strength of the lesson and the opportunity to apply that strength and that lesson and change our thinking, therefore change our life. There's a wonderful Chinese proverb that says, the person who says it cannot be done should not disturb the person who is doing it. Now, if you change your mind about yourself and you let the new ideas come forth and then you have the patience to learn how to live with the new idea, all of a sudden you will find yourself cooperating with a positive unfoldment, demonstrating in and as your event as change for the better. You are discovering how to be what you can become. Matthew 6:33 states, expect good things to happen. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. Now, righteousness, metaphysically, means the right useness of the law of mind. Are you using it in the right way? We are told you may have this day a blessing or a curse. Choose you. Now, that is not two powers. That is two ways of using one power. How are you using it today? Are you allowing yourself positive, creative control? You're always creating something, so why not experience positive, creative control? What does this do? It brings your life into balance. You begin to expect good things to happen, and you find yourself moving each and every day at the level of this is the day the Lord has made, and I am glad and rejoice in it. As you begin your day this day, allow yourself the celebration of yourself in this thing called the day you're in, and give your best to it, because as I have been teaching my students for 34 years, if you want to master where you want to be, you must first master where you are. Whatever's in front of you today, choose to give your best to it. Now, there's one word that frees us. There's one word that frees us of all the weight and all the pain of life. It's a word all of us know. That word is love. I'm a fan of Adlai Stevenson. Adlai Stevenson was an American politician and statesman, ran for president twice, lived from 1900 to 1965. Adlai Stevenson said these words, "My definition of a free society is a society where it is safe to be unpopular." Now, believe me, my friends, if you choose to look for answers instead of problems, the people who are addicted to problems might very well look at you and think you are very strange, and you might be unpopular because you are not going along with their status quo. It was Mark Twain who said, "Kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can read." Now, if kindness is a good way to start your day, and kindness is a good way to be you in this day, and kindness is a way to discover how to be what you can become, then why not let go and allow yourself to begin this day by being kind to who? To you. And then let the kindness that you're giving to yourself free you into giving more to the world around you. It was Sophocles who said, "Avoiding pessimism may be more important than being optimistic." Interesting idea. Avoiding pessimism may be more important than being optimistic. In Columbus, Ohio, a very interesting thing happened, and it made the newspapers. I'd like to read the article to you and share it with you. Columbus, Ohio. "For years, people have been told about the power of positive thinking to improve health and well-being. But new research suggests it may be even more important to avoid negative thinking. A study of 224 middle-aged and older adults found that avoiding pessimism may be more important than embracing optimism in reducing anxiety and stress and improving reported health. When we examine optimism and pessimism separately, it turned out that pessimism had more of an influence on well-being," said Susan Robinson Whalen, who co-authored the study as a postdoctoral fellow in psychiatry at Ohio State University. "While previous studies have linked optimism to well-being, they generally consider optimism and pessimism to be simple opposites. Researchers have generally lumped pessimism and optimism together and attributed all the effects on well-being to optimism," said Robert McCallum, professor of psychology at Ohio State. "But we found," he said, "that levels of optimism and pessimism may not always be strongly related. There is good reason to consider them separately. Just because a person doesn't expect good things to happen in the future, researchers can't assume they therefore expect bad things to happen," Robinson Whelan added. I think this because I have proved it to myself and I have seen it in my metaphysical study over the past 47 years, that we are what we think about all day long. Thank you, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And if we can apply that awareness to our life, all of a sudden we can affirm without any doubt every day of our life, "I am inspired by my own possibility. My friends, you have a possibility within you you haven't even tapped yet. I don't care how much possibility you've discovered so far. There is that much more to be discovered within you. What if you today considered your work, the work that you do, a sacred practice? What if you considered the way you approach your family, your friends, your partner, your wife, your husband, your children? What if you considered it a sacred practice? Let's go back to your work for a minute. It doesn't matter if you cut hair or run a household or manage a corporation. It doesn't matter. Do your job with enthusiasm. Give your best to it. And you start by giving the best to yourself. Share ideas today. Speak positively of the things you're involved in. Raise the spirits of those around you. Not only will you take greater pleasure from your work today if you do this, what will happen is you will be heading in the positive way. You will be giving in such a way that you are increasing the definition of your occupation. You're increasing the definition of your relationships. Now, what is this? It's a labor of love. Why not let today be a labor of love instead of I have to go to work? A labor of love instead of I have to go home and face the family? A labor of love manifesting in your wonderful life beyond anything you have ever dreamed of, and it's only waiting on your next idea. You can prove it to yourself. I will never teach anything on this radio program or in my pulpit on Sunday morning at the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont that you cannot prove how to be what you can become. We can look at all kinds of statistics in this thing called life and find ourselves unhappy about it. A challenge we have is to know that right now, today, we each have the opportunity to do something wonderful, and that is experience the courage to be ourselves. Luke 18:39 says, "They that went before rebuked him, and he should hold his peace." Interesting. Now, this is from Luke 18:39. Luke records how the people who were walking with Jesus to Jericho tried to quiet the blind man. This blind man was by the roadside, and he was crying out for help. He was trying to get Jesus' attention to let him know that he needed help. In a moment of great courage, what did he do? He persists. He persisted in such a way that he gained Jesus' attention, and at that point he was healed. Now, Jesus' final words to him are very interesting because he was talking about the courage within the man, and he was talking about the courage we all have within us if we listen to it, pay attention to it. It's a courage that has inspired countless thousands and thousands and thousands of people throughout the century. And here are the words, "Thy faith hath healed thee." When the woman touched his cloak and was healed, he said, "Your faith made you whole." He didn't say he healed the blind man. He didn't say he healed the woman. He told them their faith did it. My friends, if you have something in your life that needs to change for the better today, health change, happiness change, financial change, relationship change, your faith will make it whole. Faith that there is an answer. As you let go and let yourself move forward, what are you doing? You are celebrating the creative expression and understanding very clearly that the creative expression is your birthright. But those of us who have studied this teaching, whether it's in religious science, unity, divine science, we are people who have found that it takes a lot of stamina and a lot of resolution to face up to whatever we need to face up to and withstand whatever we have faced in the past that's trying to convince us to do the same old thing over and over again. and seek something new within us and give birth to it as our event.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. A few months ago, I discovered the most amazing book entitled Einstein and Buddha, The Parallel Sayings, edited by Thomas J. McFarlane. This collection juxtaposes modern science with ancient Eastern thought and shows how both paths lead us to truth. If you are interested in physics, metaphysics, Eastern spirituality, or all of the above, you do not want to miss my new 4-week class based on Einstein and Buddha, The Parallel Sayings. Class meets tonight, Wednesday, October 21st, from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Please feel free to drop in and sample the class for no charge whatsoever. We would love to have you. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
You see, whatever's been holding you back is released today if you choose to say, I now let go and let it move into its new experience and discover how to live without it. You see, life is always offering us a new chance to enter into the wholeness of our divine nature. All we have to do is courageously accept it. And when we do, we are choosing life. When we do, we're not choosing one of two powers. We're choosing a positive way to use the one power. We are choosing to live in the awareness of our spiritual nature and let our resources flow into our activity from a new definition, a new understanding, a new heart, a new vision. What is your vision of life today, my friends? If you want it to change for the better, make sure that your vision today is not the vision of yesterday. Make sure today that your vision of life is no longer beclouded with fear, and your faith today in the truth of yourself is anchored in the integrity of the presence of infinite intelligence in you as you, infinite love in you as you, infinite unlimited creativity in you as you. And when you know it's true of you, you must know it's true of everyone else, whether they know it or not. And if you do, you will live this day free. You will live this day understanding that your wisdom to make this choice is widening your horizon. It is strengthening you into a new experience, and that experience is to courageously meet the adventures of life in wholeness and in useful self-expression right here and right now. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 272 of the Science of Mind textbook, if in the making of a demonstration it becomes necessary to change our mode of living, then the law will point the way and we will follow. In the Alcoholics Anonymous book, if you turn to page 143, you will find this wonderful statement of metaphysical truth. We have found, it says, we have found nothing compatible between a powerful spiritual experience and a life of sane and happy usefulness. How powerful is that? Listen to it again. We have found nothing compatible between a powerful spiritual experience and a life of sane and happy usefulness. Again, that's the Alcoholics Anonymous book, page 143. What a great lesson. What a great awakening. How about having a sane and happy, useful day today? A sane and happy, beautiful experience as you today. There is nothing covered, we are told in Luke 12:2. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be known. Now, are you making a demand today to figure out how to maintain a status quo that is less than happy? Or are you ready to let the cause of that go and move forward into a new experience? It was Dr. Raymond Charles Barker said, if you want to know what caused the life you are living, go look in the mirror. Now, your challenge is to do that without going on a guilt trip. Whatever choices you made yesterday or the day before, or last week, or last year, or whenever it was seemed appropriate at the time based on the information you had at the time. This is new. You have more information. Make a new choice. I love it. There's a wonderful Aesop fable where the gods are discussing the possibility for a living being to change its nature. So for an experiment, they turned a cat into a maiden and gave her to a young man for a bride. At the wedding feast, Jupiter commented, "See how becomingly she behaves. Who could tell that yesterday she was but a cat?" "Just a moment," replied Venus, as she turned a mouse loose in the room. In a trance, the maiden jumped up from her seat and tried to pounce upon the mouse. "Ah, you see," said Venus, "nature will out." No matter how you try to cover up with new ideas, new vocabulary, new clothes, new possessions, new people, places, and things, new location, the inside part of you, my dear friends, will out. In other words, your self-definition will always demonstrate at the level of its acceptance. As Emerson said, "What you are thunder so loud in my ears, I cannot hear what you say." Now, what you are thunders so loudly. We could update that and say, what you are in self-definition thunders so loudly, because what you are in truth is a mighty moving power of God in this thing called life, a mighty moving power of God in the world. You have to get back, my friends, to what? The thing itself. The first chapter of the Science of Mind textbook talks about the thing itself, the universal intelligence that is everywhere at once. It's everything that has been and everything it will be. We are moving from where we have been to where we can be within it, discovering that everything we are is it. We have been given all of the power of the universe and left alone to discover we have it. Your true nature is based on what? An unlimited possibility. Your finite nature is based on your definition of yourself, and it may very well be a definition. As Dr. Holmes said, some people have not had a new idea about themselves since they were 12 years old. They haven't had an original thought since they were 12 years old. One sure method to do this is to allow yourself to quiet your mind, to go within yourself. As the Zen Buddhists say, the path to the interior is narrow. In other words, get rid of the superstitions, get rid of the dogmas and the creeds and the ceremonies and the rituals, and pay attention to the essence, the golden thread that binds all great thinking together. The realization that it is not necessary to impress anything or anyone in your world. Your challenge is to impress yourself with the truth of yourself. It is only necessary, my friends, to be still and know that I am God. The I am that you are is God. And when you affirm I am, know that anything that follows I am is. The next step is to speak from your real heart and notice how quickly all the relationships in your life improve. Refrain, my friends, refrain from taking the mote out of your brother's eyes until you take the log out of your own, we are told. What a great, great understanding. What a great lesson. So today, let go and allow the real you to be expressed. Today, let go and give up all fear which might make you behave in ways other than your true nature, love and action. Quiet your mind. Any reason for unhappiness, resentment, doubt, lack of forgiveness, tell it to shut up and move forward today free from that negative expression. Remember, your highest acceptance has to move and filter through your lowest ideal in order to demonstrate itself as your life. Consciously today, think first of all of nothing at all, and then have the courage to live from that new starting point. From your own true heart, and let something new be born not only in consciousness but in your life. Physical health, financial health, relationship health, career health, creativity health. What are you saying when you do this? What are you being when you do this? You are being, let there be light in action. You are putting more light on your inner understanding and letting it move forth. In the Science of Mind textbook on page 183, Dr. Ernest Holmes says these words, "Thought, which is built upon the realization of a divine presence, has the power to neutralize negative thought, to erase it, just as light has the power to overcome darkness." My friends, in truth, you are light. Within you is no darkness at all. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven lives in you as you. Refuse today to embrace darkness of any kind. It is up to you to keep the flame of your altar burning eternally, we are told. If some dark thought enters your minds today, if some dark thought threatens the flame of life within you, protect the flame. Protect the flame with your very life. Why? Because it is your life. God is light. All is light. You are light. Light dwells within you as you. Positive, beautiful, healthy, happy, prosperous light. Your choice today is up to you, my friends. Choose you this day. The beautiful, choose you this day. The wonderful, choose you this day. Health, choose you this day. Positive prosperity manifesting as the beautiful. When we bring in the light, everything good about life begins to shine, begins to spring forth as our being unfolding. Let there be light. Let there be love. Let there be the beautiful. Be the you you want to be. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeout Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeout and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. To download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.